You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
That's funny. What does it sound like?
I am officially running for President of the United States.
Primary consultant is myself because I have a very good brain and I've said a lot of things.
When you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
I like China. You can win against China if you're smart.
So don't tell me about China. I know China.
China! I beat the people from China. What the hell is going on?
It's time for State of the States.
Yeah, that's right. It is time for State of the States. Yet again, we're talking with our US correspondent, Nick Sawhney, from WNYU, the radio station at New York University. This week, we're talking, it wasn't too big of a news week in the States, but we are talking about Trump's issues with NBC broadcasting and the NFL situation. Having a mellow news week.
We are having a mellow news week, you know. The only thing Trump has done is lash out at our free press, you know?
and there's nothing really too new in that. So
yeah, it's
he wants to shut down the NBC? Or
not really. You know, it's weird. So NBC has been, like, very, very far to the left. Like, mm-hmm. just how Fox News is the, you know, definitely on the right news organization. Mm. NBC is maybe a little bit less extremely on the left, but it's definitely, like, firmly on the left.
But also, and, interestingly, his old employer with The Apprentice.
Oh, yes, that's true. That's true. But, you know, his constituent, the people that voted for him, are the people that do not like watching NBC.
Yeah.
And so tweeting negative things about NBC or saying negative things about NBC was totally in character for Donald Trump. But essentially what happened is... he said, fake NBC News made up a story that I wanted to tenfold increase our U.S. nuclear arsenal. Pure fiction made up to demean NBC equals CNN. So, yeah, he's also throwing in an insult at CNN
for no apparent reason.
in the same time.
Yeah.
And then he also tweeted that NBC, he said, with all the fake news coming out of NBC and the networks, what's the point? At what point is it appropriate to challenge their license? Bad for country. And that's the big thing everyone's talking about. Essentially, he said, hey, we should challenge the license of NBC to, you know, be a news network, to be on the air, etc., because they're having fake news.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just like a clear breach of free speech, and there's a lot of other problems associated with that. It's the same thing of Trump lashing out at the media, but maybe he didn't realize, or, you know, maybe he did, that when you're specifically saying, oh, I'm threatening the license of this company, that's a huge problem because that would be directly against free speech. And I'm sure with a company as large as NBC Universal, if Donald Trump challenged their license, that would be a case that either gets shut down by a lower court or makes it up to the Supreme Court. But I also don't necessarily think their license is actually going to be challenged, and it might just be inflammatory rhetoric from Donald Trump.
Regardless, it's the fact that it's the President of the United States even implying that that is something that he would do, which is pretty messed up.
Absolutely, yeah.
Mm. Has there been much response from Congress or from the Republicans?
Not yet. Mm. This is still, like, relatively new. Not that I've seen, at least, because he tweeted this earlier this morning. It's still been today for the United States, and he's previously challenged NBC's reporting. This is specifically around his meeting with
Tillerson?
With Rex Tillerson.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Mm. And you know, there's already been a lot of negative press around Trump's meeting with Rex Tillerson. And so it makes sense that he would be lashing out, but this degree is unprecedented. And, you know, I said that it was a mellow news week earlier, but in a normal situation, this would be huge. The president challenging the free press. The free press is always something that has been like a bipartisanly accepted element of
democracy.
The United States. And it's like, it's part of our identity as a country, really. And he's still challenging that, and that's insane.
It's like he has his own personal tirade against it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because of his own little man insecurities, probably, I mean, I would assume.
Yeah.
So, also the NFL, how is that one escalating this week?
Yeah, you know, the fact that it escalated was crazy. But essentially what happened was Vice President Mike Pence flew out to Indiana for a Colts game using tax dollars, right? And using it costs a lot of money to transport the vice president.
Yeah.
You know, the Secret Service and all of that. Flew out to the game. Players knelt during the national anthem. And then he left the game and tweeted about how disrespectful they were to veterans and soldiers and to the United States. And, you know, we talked last week about how this is just, you know, it's a peaceful protest that is doing one of the least harmful things possible. It's just not standing up during a national anthem at an American football game. It's not a huge thing, but they're blowing this up, as we talked about last week, to the point where Mike Pence actually spent our country's resources, you know, to go out there and pull this stunt. And that's the big thing, is like the more and more time that's gone on since this, the more and more people have been calling this a political stunt, a pre-planned stunt, you know.
Why did Pence want to go? Was there any other sort of motive for him? Is he a fan of football?
I mean, as much as he probably had to be to, like, be a popular politician, but nothing specific about him is connected to football. It was just appalling to a lot of people because it was this huge, display from the White House to create this whole ruckus around this game. And the only thing that has done, really, is create criticism for the Trump administration and for Mike Pence personally, and also continue the press around the protests at football games. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not as much as it was last week. It's kind of getting phased out of the news cycle right now here.
Although I did see Roger Goodell, who is the NFL commissioner, he said yesterday that all players should stand. He wants to sort of make that a rule. I suppose you'd call it a rule.
That's been kind of interesting because the coaches of the NFL players are for the most part on board with it. There's been situations around college football teams warning their players to not perform this kind of protest. And the interesting thing is the NFL is an overseeing body, but each team is also in some way like its own private company in terms of like the ownership structure and where the money is. And so it's not clear yet exactly how much weight his words are actually going to have. He said everyone should stand. It was a memo to all the teams. And he just said he wanted to move past the controversy. But it looks like he's just trying to make a move that's good for business so that they don't get hurt anymore. However, I'm not really sure if these protests have been really lowering NFL viewership. Donald Trump did tell people to stop viewing, but that didn't necessarily cause a huge difference,
even given more viewership.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Especially, and like online, even if people aren't watching the games, like online, people are talking about it more. But Donald Trump this morning at 6:47 a.m., tweeted that Roger Goodell, he's like, it's about time that he's finally demanding that. And so like, it might look like the president has either implicitly or explicitly had interactions with the NFL to try to get them to push for this. But the coaches, for the most part, are standing behind their players.
Excuse me. I'm really rich.
That was State of the States.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
How stupid is this?
Ay, ay, ay.